Blog Talk Radio.
To God be all the glory, to God be all the glory. Welcome on today to prayer and devotion. Glory to God. I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Beery. Glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com, or you can contact 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900. 3900, extension 88423 pound. That's extension 88423 pound. Or you can visit the website by going to www.vpimsbministries.weebly.com. Once again, that's www.vpimsbministries.weebly.com. Glory to God. Giving God all glory and giving him all honor on today. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to give him praise on today. Give him glory. Hallelujah. On this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Glory to God. Whatever time zone that you may be tuning into on today. Glory to God. Know that God is great and he is greatly to be praised as we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise his most holiest name on today. We give him glory. We give him honor on today. We magnify the name of the Lord on today. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to give him praise. Somebody needs to give him glory. Somebody needs to give him honor on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you, for all the glory belongs to him. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. Glory to God. Come on, let's worship him. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. For he deserved the glory. Hallelujah. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve it. Hallelujah. We give God praise, we give him glory, and we give him honor on today. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know I may sound a little bit low, glory to God, but nevertheless, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to, you know, respect others that's around me and different things like that at the same time. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, worship God in spirit and truth. Glory to God. For our devotion on today, we're going to read the book of Amos, the first chapter, glory to God. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Amos, the first chapter, verses 1 through 15, glory to God. And the first chapter talks about the judgment on neighboring nations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And followed by that, we're going to go into prayer. The words of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw in a divine revelation concerning Israel in the days of Ezra, king of Judah, and in the days of Jobram, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, the Lord thunders and roars from Zion in judgment and utters his voice from Jerusalem. Then the pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the summit of Mount Carmel dries up because of God's judgment. Thus says the Lord, for their transgressions of Damascus and for multiplied delinquencies, I shall not reverse its punishment or revoke my word concerning it, because they have threshed Gilead east of the Jordan River, and sharp iron at sledges, having spikes that crush and shred it. So I will send a fire of war, conquest, and destruction upon the house of Hazael, and it shall devour the places and strongholds of Benadad, Hazael's son. I also will break the bar of the gate of Damascus and cut off the destroy the inhabitant from the valley of Aven, wickedness, and the ruler who holds the specter from Beth Eden, Damascus, and the people of Aram conquered by the Assyrians and go into exile to Kara, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and Philistine, and for four multiplied delinquencies, I will not reverse his judgment or revoke my word concerning it, because as slave traders, they took captive in the entire Jerusalem Jewish population of defenseless Judean border villages, of which none was spared, and deported them to Edom for the slave trade. So I will send a fire of war, conquest, and destruction on the wall of Gaza, and it shall consume her citadels. And I will cut off and destroy the inhabitants of Ashdod, and the ruler who holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will unleash my power and turn my hand in judgment against Ekron and the rest of the Philistines and Gath and the towns dependent on these four Philistines. Cities shall die, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre and for four multiplied delinquencies, I will not reverse this punishment or revoke my word concerning it, because they, as middlemen, deported an entire Jewish population to Edom and did not seriously remember their covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire of war, conquest, and destruction on the wall of Tyre, and it shall consume her citadels. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, the descendants of Esau, and for four multiplied delinquencies, I will not reverse his punishment or revoke my word concerning it, because he pursued his brother Jacob, Israel, with a sword, corrupting and stifling his compassions and casting off all mercy. his destructive anger raged continuously, and he maintained and nurtured his wrath forever. So I will send a fire of war, conquest, and destruction upon Tamarin, and it shall consume the citadels of Bozra in Edom. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four multiplied delinquencies, I will not reverse its punishment and revoke my word concerning it, because the Amorites have ripped open the pregnant woman of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. So I will kindle a fire of war, conquest, and destruction on the wall of Rabbath and Ammon, and it shall devour its strongholds, aim war sick cries and shouts of alarm of the day of battle, and a tempest on the day of the whirlwind when the enemy captures the city. Their king shall go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. Glory to God. I just got finished reading Amos, the first chapter, verses 1 through 15 from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. Let us go into prayer. God, I thank you for this day that you've given unto us. God, a brand new day, Lord God, as we come before you humble ourselves with a heart of repentance, bound unto your feet, God, ask for forgiveness if we've done anything knowingly or unknowingly. We cancel every curse, hex, vex, and spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, among the activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast it into the abyss from whence they came. In the name of Jesus, we render policy, confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, we cancel assignment of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit, and deception, spirits of torture, torment, manipulation. In the name of Jesus, confusion. In the name of Jesus, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, perversion. In the name of Jesus, backbiting, mischief, mayhem, war, vengeance, violence, rage, malice, gluttony, slothfulness. In the name of Jesus, hatred, rejection, resentment, unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we cancel those assignments on today in the name of Jesus. Adultery, cancel those assignments on today in the name of Jesus. Wickedness, in the name of Jesus. And we render policy confused to language in the name of Jesus. We bind up every hand of every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that practice the dark arts, those that practice the dark magic, those that conjure up spells, and those that cast out spells and send out spells, those that astral plane, the astral project. We cancel their assignment on today. We render them positive, confuse the language. Every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, northwest, or southeast, we cancel this assignment on today. In the name of Jesus, render positive, confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, we shut down every portal, every doorway, every entry point, every point of entry, every access point, every hallway, every destination, north, south, east, and west, northwest, southeast. In the name of Jesus, we shut down the four corners of this earthly realm, that every demonic spirit will come and infiltrate in the name of Jesus. We shut down the atmosphere that the demonic spirits travel to and from in the name of Jesus. We shut down the windows and the doorways, the highways and the byways, every crack and crevices that the enemy may be using, every wormhole, every dark hole, every dimension, every interdimension that the enemy is trying to use to send his agents through. We shut it down. We seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the economical system, the housing system, the financial system, the educational system, in the name of Jesus, every governmental world leader, in the name of Jesus, the governmental system, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your angels that you assigned to our lives to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your dunamis power, your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear, gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray right now, God, for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those in their mourning. We thank you, Lord God, for signs, miracles, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, supernatural, ridiculous things that you are doing in this hour. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for our young people. We pray for families. We pray for marriages. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this earth and inhabitants of this earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that live in the west. We pray for those that live in the east. We pray for those that live in the north. We pray for those who live in the south. We pray for those who live in northeast, north, south, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who live on all seven continents, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Harry and Meghan, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the UK, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the Obamas. We pray for the Bidens, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the Harrises, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the Jacksons, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the state of Missouri. We pray for the state of California. We pray for the state of Tennessee. We pray for the state of Maryland. We pray for the state of Chicago. Pray for the state of Louisiana in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in the path of the storm in the name of Jesus. God, for divine protection in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for keeping us and covering us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, from the snares and the tears and the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you for opening our eyes and opening our ears so we can see and hear in this hour, Lord God, what it is that you need us to see and hear in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your word that cannot return back unto you void, but has accomplished what you sent it out to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for you, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all things are possible with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being in control and always in control. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for nothing. There's nothing new under the sun that you don't know. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you for divine health and healing in our bodies, God, as we fight off infection, disease, infirmities, and sicknesses and illness and common colds and flus in the name of Jesus, even with this COVID-19 and God, all these viruses and different viruses coming out. God, I thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. God, heal us from sickness, heal us from illnesses, and heal us from aches and pains in the name of Jesus. For we declare and we decree miracles of healing falling fresh upon us each and every hour, every minute, every second in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray for all those ministers and all the pastors in the name of Jesus in foreign countries and foreign land. Hallelujah. That's preaching and teaching the underrated doctrine truth of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. As I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. To God be all the glory and honor on this morning. But truly, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, I understand that there are a lot of people that are on, and it's a morning time for them on the West Coast and other parts of the world. It's the evening, going on in the evening for other countries and continents in the name of Jesus. And we thank you all for taking the time to join us. Lord God, join us every Monday at 3 p.m. Central. 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Glory to God in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to God. Know that God loves you unconditionally. And know that we are so excited for your future. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBerryMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBerryMinistries@Outlook.com. To God be all the glory.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.